Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, February 28th, 2015. Today he is once again addressing humanity's awakening. The only path to peace is the path of love. Humanity is at the tipping point, at the point of balance between sleep and full consciousness. You have been told this before, I know, but it remains true as you rock gently backwards and forwards between these two states. It is a little like being at the edge of the seashore on a beautiful warm day in your bathing attire, ready to enter the water, but you still think it might be a trifle cold for bathing, so you teeter-totter at the edge trying to decide. Well, of course, you have already decided to immerse yourselves, for you are wearing your bathing costume. It's just a question of waiting for that intuitive, right moment to go ahead and do it. And that moment is very close, so do not allow your light to slip back out of your awareness and seemingly drag you back into the darkness that is the illusion. You are on earth at this moment to awaken yourselves and humanity from the nightmare that the illusion has become and in which you are entangled. You cannot fail in this tremendous undertaking because you have aligned yourselves with God's will. You are always aligned with His will. It is just that your consciousness of this has been hidden from you. And His will is that you awaken. God's will is always done, which is why you cannot fail to awaken yourselves and humanity. To many of you that seems to be an impossible task as you observe the enormous amounts of pain and suffering that continue to arise on your beautiful planet. You all know people who are hurting, often seemingly most unfairly because of circumstances beyond their control. And you are all aware of the unconscionable suffering endured by those living in war zones. You have all seen people driven by intense hatred or resentment adding to the suffering, and you ask yourselves, how can this possibly ever change, let alone in an instant? Well, you are forgetting two important things. One, the world as you experience it is illusory, and two, God's will is for you all to live in eternal joy. To awaken is your destiny, your inevitable and unavoidable destiny. You know that, so do not let the illusion deceive you into believing otherwise. Its purpose is deceit and confusion, and it produces this effect by convincing each of you that you are separate from each other, from the planet, and from God. And your experiences within it appear to confirm this for you. But, deep within yourselves, you know this is not the case, and so you hope, you pray, you meditate, you intend to be loving at all times, and this intention is bringing you and all of humanity forwards out of the illusion. And you also know this because all around the world you can see unmistakable signs of wakefulness as people refuse to allow deceit, corruption, and secret divisive agendas to remain hidden as the worldly powerful attempt to maintain their control over everyone else. It is no longer possible for the corrupt deceivers and their minions to keep their agendas and operations secret while they maintain a front of philanthropic concern for their fellow humans. Many of you are well aware that a large number of so-called philanthropic organizations are anything but philanthropic. They pay lip service to the causes they espouse to encourage you to contribute to them financially, and then use those finances to serve their real agendas. But humanity is no longer a willing mass of mindless slaves, subservient to the debt imposed on them by those who claim to have their best interests at heart. Through the amazing work of a few, whose integrity is impeccable, the contemptible and utterly dishonorable behavior of those who have for so long occupied the seats of power is being widely exposed. The foundations on which their corrupt empires have been constructed are crumbling rapidly, and so they attempt ever more ineffectively to frighten you into supporting them by claiming that the forces of evil, terrorism will overwhelm you all if you do not. Wars are winding down. Do not believe the mass hysteria of the mainstream media that would strongly suggest to you that threats of war have never been more real and that dealing with them forcefully has never been more urgent. This is not the truth. The world and all who inhabit it want peace, those in war zones even more desperately than anyone else. If you have ever lived in a war zone, you can surely understand this. Do not be misled into believing that greater and more powerful armies need to be built and supplied with ever more powerful and destructive weapons to ensure world peace. To believe that is to follow the path to insanity. So do not take it. The only path to peace is the path of love. There is no other way. There can be no other way. Force of arms and the promise that it can protect you or anyone is the path to self-destruction on a vast scale, and your present technologies can indeed inflict incalculable damage and suffering upon you and your loved ones, in fact on every sentient being on the planet. Turn away from military might and the utterly false promise that its supporters hold out to you. Refuse to be cowed and overcome with fear, because nothing in the illusion is real and can threaten your eternal and immortal existence. Yes, of course your bodies can be severely damaged, causing you much pain, but you can never be harmed. If you engage in warmongering, as some insane and seemingly powerful people are trying to persuade you is the way forwards, there will be further suffering on a vast scale for those who are sent to engage in it and for those in the areas where the destructive activities are to take place. Small corrupt groups of powerful people have always attempted to make fortunes from war, which others will engage in on their behalf. Which side emerges victorious is of no consequence to them, and in truth no side can ever be victorious. Enormous suffering will have occurred, ceasefires will be called for with increasingly raucous dissonance, and then put into effect with great fanfares. But nothing will have changed, and the urge and enthusiasm for hostilities will arise once more. And that, and separation, divide and conquer, is what the illusion is all about. Therefore, continue to hold most firmly to your intent to be loving in every moment and in every situation. Continue to hold your divine light on high for all who choose to see it, to see it. There are far more than you can possibly imagine who have the eyes to see and who will see. The laying down of arms is imminent, but your loving intent is an essential aspect of the divine plan to bring it about. Remember, there is only love. Nothing else is real. Open your hearts to the tsunami of love enveloping you and allow it to flow through you to all on the planet, because that is what is going to awaken you all. It is irresistible, although you can delay acceptance of it. Don't. You have slept for long enough already. So awaken into everlasting joy as you feel the love that embraces you and allow the illusion to dissolve. It will, because nothing unreal can exist in the presence of God. It can only appear to exist in the minds of man. Your release from the nightmare is assured because it is your will to let it go. There is nothing within it to hold you to it except an unwarranted fear of being without it. You know that you need it as surely as a fish needs a bicycle. Therefore, let it go. With so very much love, Saul.